working with the local church to take the hope of Christ to every student in the United States. This is First Priority. Now here are your hosts, Steve Chirico and Brad Skelling.
Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. My name is Steve Chirico, and this is my friend, Brad Skelling.
Hello, Steve.
Welcome, Brad.
It's good to be here.
It is great to be here.
Thanks to our audience for listening in again today.
The 12 of you that are watching today, we're very grateful.
And the 500,000 that are listening
exactly.
in, we're
That's
thankful
what I'm
for you as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Definitely radio voices.
Radio. Yeah. Radio face with a TV voice.
Exactly. There
How's
you
that?
Go. There you go. I'll take
yeah.
it.
All right.
I'll take it. What's All going right. on?
School years are ending.
They are.
We are in a tense moment because you told me this morning that you had one more club start.
We did. We had a club. We've had three start in this weird April, but yes, one specifically met again yesterday.
Yeah. There's interest meetings happening in your area. It's just weird.
It's
but
just
we
weird.
Also have directors telling me that they're having, this is the first week. Well, as of the launch of this, the past 2 weeks, clubs have begun to shut down for the school
yep.
year because testing has begun and the normal school day schedules are over. So it's a moment, right?
It is. May testing has turned into April testing for a lot of school districts.
Yep.
And so we feel that angst.
Yes.
100%.
We are in final preps. Registration for the spring meetings is closed. So we're getting ready for those in May. If you're attending one of those, we are excited to see you. If you're not, we're sad.
Yeah.
Very,
Brad's
very sad.
Sad. Brad's sad.
I'm very sad. I like people in the room.
I don't show emotions, so it doesn't matter.
Scholarships have also closed.
Oh, that's right.
Emotions.
Yeah. How many of those have we gotten in so far? Applications?
Don't ask me questions I don't know.
Okay.
They come in all
lots,
the time. Lots.
Lots.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for telling the story.
Two or three more come in the past couple days.
Come on.
So, yeah, that application is closed. We are scurrying, reading through them all, and finding the top 11.
Awesome.
So that will be announced at the end of this month, I believe.
That's super cool. Congratulations on that.
Yeah,
that's a
big
a good
moment.
Win.
It's fun.
Huge.
That's fun. Celebrating the students. We're about students reaching students. So this is just a very practical, tangible way to give
yep.
back and celebrate what we believe. So we're
good.
Excited for that.
And as of the release of this podcast,
mm-hmm.
we will be at YPS Orlando.
Yeah.
Just this past week, we were in Dallas with
Dallas
YPS.
Dallas happened.
Incredible stories about connecting with not only youth pastors who are doing First Priority, but other ministries are doing cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just, man, great stories from Dallas. And like I said,
yeah.
we'll be on the ground when this thing hits the air. We'll be on the ground in Orlando, and Orlando is always a party.
That's right.
So that's going to be good.
There's so many people.
Oh my gosh, it's
going to
be a blast. I'm bringing Nashville guys to it.
Yep. 100%. Yep. And then
the following week is Nashville.
So if you're listening to this as of the week it comes out, get signed up for YPS Nashville.
Yeah, if you're
come
anywhere
on.
Within 6 hours of
See,
Nashville,
yes.
you need to come on.
We'll have some microphones there. We can interview you even.
That'd
I mean,
cool.
you don't have to. That's not a pressure point.
Interview you don't have
to. Don't have to.
Tayana's saying yes.
Yes.
Like we need podcasts.
We do need podcasts. We want stories.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Well, looking forward to seeing our crew up there as well.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. It's always great to see faces you only see once a year.
It is.
So.
It is. And we're so thankful Student Leadership University and what they do
mm-hmm.
to support what we do on the ground.
Yep.
Huge.
Yep. You want to hear a story?
Yeah. You got one this week?
I do. One of the things we often talk about, core to us, is training clubs in the fall, club leaders in the fall to
yeah.
run a club.
Yeah.
But what often happens that we have not programmed with First Priority of America, we talk about it, are like leadership meetings mid, like spring semester.
Sure.
I'll say it that way. Midwinter,
yeah.
spring semester, whatever. Birmingham does one. They do a field trip.
Yeah.
People do it all over. Tampa is one of those places. They had a joint leadership meeting at Tampa Bay Tech.
Okay.
They had 70 student leaders show
Come
up
on,
from
man.
14 different schools.
Come on, man.
They talked about, well, I'll just read it here. Participated in team building exercises, communication exercises, conflict resolution scenarios, and two students shared their testimonies.
Let's freaking go.
So to fill a room with 70 student leaders from 14 different clubs
yep.
and just rub shoulders on what they are dealing with. Like you've got these kids who may have only been leading for 6 months,
exactly.
right? They started for the first time, never stood in front of somebody before in their
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
It was just a perfect opportunity to get some people in the room, build excitement, train and equip, hopefully get them ready for even more next year. It was a good moment at Tennessee Tech here in Tampa.
Tampa Tech.
There
you go.
My kid goes to Tennessee
nice.
Tech.
Nice. Well done.
I say that school often.
That's
but
awesome.
Yes. So
yeah, and what I love about that is it's the that is in the midst of some of the busiest times in the spring semester.
Yeah.
And to pull that off took a ton of strategy and effort.
Mm-hmm.
So good for Amber and her Big team time. And Karina and her team and all that they're doing down there.
Big time.
Well done.
Well, and it takes a team to pull stuff like that off because you don't get 70 kids from 14 schools together on
Correct.
A whim. It's well planned. They've been doing it for years. Every somewhere February, March, April, they make that happen. So yeah.
Good.
So cool. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about, well, we're back in the Essential Networks again.
We're back in the podcast studio. We haven't been in here in a while.
It's been a minute since we've sat here with friends, mm-hmm. but we're back in the Essential Networks. Mm-hmm. Be good for us to run through those.
Okay.
Right. So get us started.
I'm kind of out of shape, so I might not run very well.
Well, okay. Go ahead.
Student leaders.
100%. Easy one.
Club coaches.
Yep.
Teacher sponsors.
Yep.
Parents.
Come on.
And business community.
Nice job. You spit that out pretty well.
Yeah, I did.
You might even work here sometimes. Not all the time.
Only sometimes.
Not all the time.
Only sometimes. Yeah.
All right. So that's our essential networks. It's really what makes, it's the gears of the thing that works.
It is.
Right? From top to bottom.
Yep. And this month we're talking about?
Teachers.
Teachers. Last week we had Rachel on.
We did.
Who was a teacher and is now a director. If you haven't listened to that podcast yet,
you need to.
Definitely go listen to Rachel.
And there's, so let's set it up. There's arguments, and I would be one that's pro this argument, that the hardest job in America right now is to be a secondary school educator.
Right? It's not fun.
I think it's a fair discussion, right? Mm-hmm. It's a fair argument that that in the midst of everything we're going to talk about today, it is some of the most gratifying work. We've made that kind of clear, right? Whether it's ministry or education or you are a public servant, right? That there's gratification in doing that work.
Yep.
But it is some of the hardest work to do.
It is.
In America right now.
It is. Yeah, but they keep at it.
And, they do.
Hats off to the teachers out there. We're thankful
Correct.
For you. Your resilience, your perseverance with these students. Those are long days.
Yeah.
So
well, one of the things that I love that we do is that we really help a teacher understand their role.
Okay.
In the midst of a faith-based campus club.
Yep.
And so as we talk about this today, I think one of the things to remember is that those of you who do First Priority, there are many teachers who are just unaware of both their rights and the students' rights.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to know, hey, this is the role that you play, and it's completely legal.
Yep.
In fact, it's the way you should do things.
Yep.
Right? And here's the role that you play in the midst. So let's talk about some things that are kind of defining of what the role a teacher sponsor plays.
So the Equal Access Act uses the word custodial in the role. And again, the custodial often gets lumped into a janitor.
Yep.
But if you think about it, the janitor is to the building. They take care of everything, right? Behind the scenes, making sure everything is set up, everything is clean, everything is ready. Mm-hmm. So when
and if something's broken,
they
notify the right people. Correct. Yeah.
And all the things that need to happen, the right switches are on and off and all that kind of stuff. Well, the custodial role for a teacher is to a club, not to a building, right? You're to a people, which is often a mental shift, right? We don't think of a custodian to people, but you are taking care of those students and making sure they have everything that they need in order to lead the club, right?
That's right.
So what do they need? They need promotion. They need an open room. They need a clean room that's ready to go for the meeting. They need leadership resources. You know, the club, the first party guide that we provide, all those things, they need those things. So it's your role as a janitor.
Custodian. Yep.
To make sure that those students have what they need in order to lead their club.
Yep. And I think one of the things that is needs to be communicated well, and I'm not doing a good job as I'm right. But what needs to be communicated well is, hey, without a faculty in the room, the club's actually not even legal.
Correct.
Right. That custodian needs to be in there so that there is somebody in between the administration and the students helping them both lead well.
Follow the guidelines of the school system.
Correct. The administration wants exactly what you just said, right? Hey, follow the guidelines of the school system. The students want to be able to actually activate the club, but they can't do that without somebody in the room. They can't just show up and say, well, this is our room today, right?
Yeah.
And so that faculty sponsor understanding how important their role and that being key number one is a huge deal for
us.
It is.
And every school is a little bit different, right? And so we have a mantra. The Equal Access Act opens the doors, but there are still different things that happen in every school. And so having that teacher sponsor in the room with the students is, like you said, it's legally required, but it's essential for the success of those kids as well. You know, thinking of middle school, I was at new parent night last night at the middle school where George is going to be a sixth grader next year.
Oh my gosh.
Right. And just walking through those halls and seeing it all, it's like, okay, yeah, this is a culture, right? They've got their mascots, they've got their cafeterias, they've designed the building in a certain way. All the things create this culture of the school that only the teacher can know.
Yep.
Right. My kids all went to Spring Station. The three bigs did. Now George is going to Thompson Station, the new middle school in town. And they're two different environments, right? And so that teacher is of critical importance to those students and those clubs to help make sure that it's a success. And especially in a middle school setting, right?
Yep.
Where they for sure haven't stood up and organized or dealt with conflict in a healthy way. I mean, throws fits once in a while, but...
Yeah, exactly. So, so we've hit the importance of them being there. We've hit the importance of why they need to be there, right?
Yep.
So how does a teacher sponsor actually access the all the things that facilitate a club? Like, how do they get their hands on those things?
Well, they're, to most of our listeners, their staff member is the access point to that. So whoever their staff person is where they get that information from to make sure they're following what's happening in Birmingham or Decatur or South Florida or West Texas or wherever you are, Nashville. You know, get a hold of your teacher or your staff member and be trained on where to find all of that thing. In a generalization, if you don't have that, firstparty.club,
there you go,
is the place. Scroll to the bottom. There's Epic link there and a club resources link there. So the Epic is where you get all of the words that the student can, you know, the guide for the students to speak, and then all the other resources that talk about follow-up guides and letters to the principals and club constitution and bylaws to be able to establish the club. All those kind of things are in that club resources link. So
I'm going to follow up on that. For those of you, just because Brad did such a good job opening up the fire hose to you, I'm going to narrow it down a little bit. Okay. If you're a faculty and you're connected to First Priority and you have a local First Priority movement in your town, there is a staff member who's meant to serve you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who that is, firstparty.club is a great place to start resourcing who that is.
Yep.
That being said, if you are in a city or a community or a small town where there's not First Priority as an organization, but you've got a couple clubs and your school's one of them.
Yep.
Again, firstparty.club will get you to a place where you can go down to the Epic resources. You can look in there and begin to get the things that you need in order to properly resource the students, right?
Yep.
So the narrow answer is you've got a staffer who's going to get you there, or you can always go to firstparty.club and it will then open up the fire hose that you just did, right? There's so many resources available and we want to be resourced. So again, if you get to firstparty.club and you're like, I can't find this, go to the help page, make a comment and let Christina or one of our teammates, let them support you. That's their job.
Correct. Yep. We're here to help everybody who wants and needs the, the information that they need. So,
and with 1,023 schools that we know of, is that the right number now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
1,026.
Okay. Whatever it is, right? That we know of, there's going to be people that are going to find ways to find resource. So if you show up and you're like, what's my resource? I clicked faculty and I clicked, right? They found it on Google.
Yeah.
Good old Google.
Yep.
Then there's really where you start. That's where you can get all the resourcing. And we'll, again, if you've got a staffer locally, we're going to help you find them because we want them to support you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have a staffer locally, we still want to support you because what you're doing on campus, we want to make sure that you do it in such a way that you can love the experience no matter how hard it is.
Correct. Well, and we talk about, you know, responsibilities of teacher sponsors. If you make it the most simple thing possible, so many of the teacher sponsors that I had worked with as a campus coach had like a drawer or a little cabinet. cabinet for First Priority supplies because they were the sponsor of the club and they had all of their things. Teachers are typically very organized.
Yes.
So they had a cubby for that, a cabinet for that. So the easiest way would just to be get on the club website and order a guide, right? That you have a physical paper guide in the room that you can page through. The students can come to your room before, look at what's content is coming up for the next week and get ready for the next meeting, right? That's and good. Then it's there for them. They can take a picture on their phone or do whatever they need to do in order to study in between then. And just having that guide in there, order a couple Bibles, just have those resources there for correct. The students physically in the room. It's kind of the bread and butter, and we go both directions, right? We have an app, First Priority Club app. You can get on there and do that.
Yep.
Again, Thompson Station Middle School doesn't allow cell phones.
Yep.
They have to leave them in their locker, and they're not allowed in the rooms, and they're walking around. So printed guide, right? Yep. We do both. We understand the tension of the moment, and both of those things are there. So whether you're getting it online or printing, I mean, those are the two ways to get that in there.
Well, and you just hit a hot button 2 points ago, which was about having Bibles at the school.
Okay.
Because what you just talked about was relationship.
Yep.
And the idea that a kid comes to a teacher and asks a question, which opens the door wide open for the teacher to say, let me tell you, right? Or the sure. kid to say, I've now been in this club and I see other kids holding a resource.
Yep.
Is there one? Can I have one? Right. That's how that works. And so we need to talk a little bit about the relationship side of things as well.
Sure.
That here you are faculty. I would imagine not all, but the great majority of teachers teach because they love human beings.
Yep.
Not because they love the idea of being in front of them.
Sure.
There's a gift there. Right. But the idea, I love watching little, this is what I hear from faculty. I love watching little lines like light up like, oh, my gosh. I can do that. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I can be that. Oh my gosh, I can explore that, right? Yep. And so when we talk about being a factor, the other side of it is that you're a relationship builder inside that school for those students. The students have your presence. They know that you're a resource for guides and for curriculum and for things, but you're also just the human that's in there at that moment that is a trusted source.
Yeah.
That if they go and begin to ask questions as follow-up, right, you can responsibly handle those relationships.
Yep. Well, and you can. So I don't know where you wanted me to take that, but
go for it.
You know, there's a lot of fear for a teacher when you start talking about Bibles in the schoolroom and providing those resources. But in a first priority setting in your room, students have established religion for that 30-minute time period, right? The government cannot establish or prohibit religion in the United States, but the students walk into the building and have the right to do that.
Yep.
And you are legally required to neither establish or prohibit them from doing so. And so it's a, you are
supporting
them in that. So your cubby with those Bibles in it isn't a you establishing religion. That's the student's religion. That is a club. They have equal access to that. There are chess boards. I guess there's a chess club in a cubby somewhere around the school. So it is the same thing. And again, there's a lot of fear around those things, but once the students have established that religion for that 30-minute time period or whatever your time period is, that is freedom of religion at that point for the students to sit and talk about Jesus and for a free conversation to occur.
It's really good.
So
there's, and I want to encourage too, again, if you're faculty and you found this via Google, there are a ton of resources out there, and we actually hold some as well that are available for teachers to really learn their rights.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In the midst of us asking you to be a volunteer on campus, we also want you to clearly know what are your rights, what are things that you need to be prepared for so that you take care of your administration.
Yep.
We're not looking for you to take care of first priority any more than we're looking to take care of your administration, right? We think both can happen on a legal stance.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful part of being. So if you're considering volunteering, you're like, man, I've heard about it and my friends who are teaching in it, there is a bunch of things that we can give to you that can educate you and further your education on what are the rights both of the student and the faculty when they're involved in this?
And what we offer, if you're down at the bottom of firstpriority.club, is a lot of content on the Equal Access Act and how that relates to first priority, right? In the club setting, where we refer you to get more conversation on the educator side of it is the Christian Educators Association. Yeah. And they have, that is their world. Yeah. You are their world. And that is what they do. So for us to not walk into their world,
correct.
That is where we go to do that. But we do, in our world, give you the resource you need and the language you need to have the Equal Access Act to say, hey, here this is, here's what's going on. You know, so when you get questioned, hey, why can the first priority club is religion? They can't make an announcement. Well, it's equal access. So all the other clubs get to make announcements. So does first priority. They get to be in a parent email. So does first priority. They get so does First Priority. Yep. So yeah,
makes that's good all there. Sense.
Mm-hmm. Cool. What else?
Man, that's good.
It is good.
I'm not sure there is a what else. I think that's a good summation of why it is so important to have faculty sponsors both in the room and faculty that are bought in on what these students are leading in their schools.
Yeah. I mean, we want it to be healthy.
Correct.
So no principal. Again, you go down the fear line. Principals are afraid of getting sued, causing ruckus. They don't need more conflict. They got 1,000 little bodies in the building already. Exactly. That's enough conflict.
Exactly.
They don't need parents coming in because they heard Johnny and had a Jesus conversation, whatever that might be. So they're thinking about that, and we don't want that. So your role as a teacher sponsor helps those relationships.
Yep.
You're also helping the students' relationships because, again, many of these kids have never, they've been sitting in a church,
yep,
hearing the words of Jesus, but the words of Jesus have never come out of their mouth. And so the first time they come out of their mouth, they might not be proper. I don't know what the right word.
Well done.
Well done.
Well administrated.
Yeah. Sure. So to help them get more well done,
yep,
is good as well. And that's part of that role as a teacher sponsor, to say, hey, you're not telling the kids what to say and doing that, but you're also training them to be good leaders,
that's right,
to be speaking the truth in love, not a turn and burn, all that other, yep, wherever. I mean, it could go 1,000 different directions, right? Yep. But just to keep the club healthy, both on a political school level and a theological student level,
yep,
you know, heading down that road.
Well, I said in the beginning of the podcast, as we close, I do believe that the hardest job in America right now is a secondary school teacher. So on behalf of Brad and I, if you are both serving them or you are one of them, thank you. Thank yes. you for your resolute to be in a classroom this week. Thank you for your choice to invest in the lives, the future of our country. And we're super grateful. It's one of our essential networks.
Thanks. Couldn't have said it better. Thank you all for doing that. So, and to our audience, thanks for listening.
Yep.
Hope this was beneficial to you. If you're thinking of a teacher, share this with them this week. Hopefully it can benefit the club that you're working in, and we can see more students reach students in their school.
Which is why we do
what we do.
What we do.
I'm finishing your sentences. This is great.
Till next week, everybody.
Later.